Hello and welcome to episode 219 of Enough. My name is Mike Hurley. I am joined by the wonderful, the wondrous, I don't have another W adjective. I'm not Mike Hurley. No, I'm joined by Patrick Roan. See, I said wonderful and said myself. How terrible is that?
It's one of those days, isn't it, Michael?
It is indeed. It is indeed. How are you, sir?
A little crazed. But we're going to talk about that, actually.
So you're probably crazed because, I mean, it's been a week, but you were away for a little bit. I don't know, but maybe you're just busy. I'm crazed because I'll be on a plane in like 9 hours. No.
Yeah.
No. 10 hours or something like that.
Okay. Well, you're going out to XOXO.
Indeedy.
What is XOXO anyway?
It's a festival / conference. It's primarily probably the best way to explain it is for people that make things. I'm going to read from their website. XOXO is an experimental festival celebrating independently produced art and technology. So there's music, there is games, like both video games and tabletop games. Okay. And like there's like social stuff. That's like the fun stuff that happens around it. But there's two, that's the festival aspect. And then there's 2 days of conference talks. So there's talks. This is a really, really excellent lineup that I'm looking forward to, which I'm now going to take a look and find some of those names for you. So we've got this. I'm just sort of skimming through here. Ev Williams is talking.
Oh.
All of Boing Boing, they're going to be doing a panel.
all dozen of them.
Yep. Marco Arment is going to be there. Jonathan Colton, Cable Sasser, Tim Schafer, just to name just a few.
Wow.
I'm very, very excited. It's going to be an amazing long weekend. So I will be gone from like Wednesday to Wednesday.
Right. Well, jeepers, have fun. I know it's out in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fan of Portland?
Yep.
That's good.
Well, I've never been before, but I expect I will be a fan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's widely regarded here in the States as one of the cities. Like, you know, one of these cities. I mean, people from Portland rave about Portland. They think Portland's the best city on earth. And people not from Portland often rave about visiting Portland and coming back and enjoying Portland. So you should enjoy Portland, even though you're probably going to be spending most of your time in the conference.
Yeah. Well, I don't really know. It's like I haven't really got much planned as such. I mean, obviously, I've got the conference stuff. Might be lining up to get an iPhone on Friday. You know?
Yeah, so you're going to get an iPhone here in the States and then bring it back to the other side of the pond?
That's the plan.
Huh. Interesting.
I'll be able to get a 32 gigabyte iPhone 5S for cheaper than getting a 16 gig here.
Yeah. Well, and unlocked too, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's if I get an unlocked. I mean, it's the same as getting an unlocked here, you know.
Right,
an unlocked here, it starts at like 500, and I'll be getting it for a little bit cheaper than that.
Yeah. After you do that whole conversion with your strong British pounds. So, hey. We've got a couple of sponsors, so why don't we get to one right off the bat, and then we'll dive in as to why I'm so crazed.
Why you are a crazed Patrick Roan, a crazed human.
I am crazed, and it's not the Lady Gaga that's been stuck in my head all day.
Holy cow, can
she write some hooky earworms, man?
She's a very talented lyricist. You know, she wrote for many, many pop acts before going out on her own. Like, she wrote songs for Britney Spears and stuff when she was in her teens.
I live for the applause.
Okay, I'm gonna cut straight to the sponsor because I think that might be best for everybody. This episode is, of course, brought to you by the fine folks over at Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 20% off during September, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code TALLYHO9. I love Squarespace. They're constantly doing great stuff to make their platform even better for you with new features, designs, and even greater support. They have 20 highly customizable templates for you to choose from. They're really beautiful. They give you a great base to start with, and they have loads of style options that you need to create a unique website for you, your business, or for any need that you have for creating a site. And these templates have won many awards from prestigious institutions like the Webby's and Forbes and people like that. They have over 70 employees dedicated to customer care. They work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to provide you with amazing support over at Squarespace. You don't get that anywhere else. Squarespace plans start at just $8 a month and they include a free domain name too. They take care of all of the hosting so you don't have to. And if you're a real nerdy nerd, you can create your own template and put it, you know, your own design, and you can put that on top of Squarespace's amazing backend system, which includes stats. You can integrate like social media content into your site. You can do commerce, so you can put a store in. You can build on top of Squarespace or do what I do and what I've done for years, just use the fantastic templates that they have to create and craft your own space online. Go sign up for a free trial, no credit card needed, and start building your own website at squarespace.com. When you decide to sign up, because I'm sure that you will, because your mind will be blown by the awesomeness, make sure that you use the offer code TALLYHO9. You're going to get 20% off for the month of September. So you will get 20% off whatever you buy. So a limited offer in September. And you'll also be supporting this show and all of 5x5, which this show is kind of a part of. So thank you to Squarespace for their support of the show. They give you absolutely everything that you need to create an exceptional website. We will deal with the 5x5 thing sometime in the future.
One day.
One day. We will get there.
Well, I keep coming up with more ideas for how to deal with that. We should talk, Mike.
Okay.
So, Yeah, so Beatrix, my daughter, you've heard of her, right?
I am familiar.
You're familiar with her. Mm-hmm. Okay, because she's like a bigger internet star than I am. Well, she started kindergarten last week, and it's great, and really great school, very happy with it. But her old school, she went to like a year-round Montessori for preschool. You know, very, very serious Montessori. I mean, these people are like, you know, just let the kids run wild and they'll figure it all out sort of Montessori, you know? Nah, not exactly. But, you know, they're very, very super traditional Montessori. And it was year round. So it's great. It works out great for, you know, independently working parents like Bethany and I. So she started kindergarten last week. The preschool actually had longer hours. So her day at preschool went from 8 to 5, basically from 8:15 to 5:15, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, her new school goes from 9:15 to 4. And so when you count in sort of travel time and things like that, I'm basically losing about an hour and a half on the end of every day. I'm sorry, at the beginning and end of every day. So total, I'm losing about 3 hours of working time every day. Right?
Which is not good. I mean, that's when you do what you do, you kind of need those hours.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, because when you work for yourself, it's like, you know, time equals money. And an hour that you can't work is an hour that you can't bill. An hour that you can't bill is money lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the really interesting thing that I found, at least in the past 10 days or so that I've been dealing with this. I'm amazingly more productive.
Having less time?
Having less time.
Tell me, I don't understand.
I actually get more done.
Okay. So what you're telling me is you get more done when you have less time to do your work.
Yes, okay. That's exactly what I'm saying.
You're gonna need to enlighten me a little bit there, I think, Mr. Roan.
So here's what I think, and this is just a theory so far. I'm living it. Okay, this is not like, you know, oh, I picked up this book that said this is the way it's supposed to work. Although there are plenty of studies that say this is the way it's supposed to work.
For our work week.
Well, and not even that. I mean, that's an extreme example, and that's all about. I mean, let's be frank here. Tim Ferriss is all about like the hacks, right? Mm-hmm. And that even in the book, if you were to read the book, it's not 4 hours. You know, he put in a whole lot of work to set up things so that the money just kind of automates itself. And that's great, terrific for him. That's you know, nothing taken away, and I'm a big fan. You can call me Tim anytime. I'll be on one of your like shows with the kid from Dig. what it is because I have less time, because I know I have less time, I am way more focused with the time that I have. I have, when your day kind of gets cut from like a, 9 hours available to be able to work to really 6 hours available to be able to work, you have to, all of that stuff that, like, the work doesn't change. You just have to kind of compress it in. And by compressing it in, you're much more conscious that, shoot, I better get this done. I don't have a lot of time. As well as, I think, much more, you tend to compact it in a little bit further because, well, you don't have a choice. And, I think about, Americans are overworked. You're aware of this, right? Even you Brits know that we Americans are just insane, right? Because, like, we work 40 to 60 hour weeks on average.
Okay.
Most jobs only give 2 weeks of paid vacation every year. And when you compare that to many other civilized areas of the world, that's just crazy. I mean, in England, you guys work like 4 hours every day and you get every other week off or something like that, right? And every third Monday is a bank holiday. Isn't it something like that? I'm not far off, right?
I'm not going to allow this sort of slander against my country. I feel
it's not slander, it's admiration. This is the way that we should be working.
You are basically calling my entire country lazy right now, and I'm not sure.
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I look at countries like Spain, where their productivity beats the U.S. year in and year out, yet they work like 6 hours a day and take a 3 hour nap in sometime in that 6 hours and call it work. I mean, it's like, it's crazy how little they work. I mean, I've spent some time in Spain, and I can tell you that these are people that generally they get up and they have a very leisurely breakfast, and then they go to work sometime around 10 o'clock, and they work for 2 hours, and they take their lunch around 1, and then they have their siesta after that, and they sleep for about an hour, and then they get back up, and then they work until maybe, 5 or 6 o'clock. But they work like seriously 5-6 hours a day. Their work days are ridiculously short.
This is one of those things where I'm not necessarily going to say that you're wrong, but I'm not going to agree with you.
Good.
Just in case, because I feel because, like,
we're going to get all of our Spanish listeners who are just going, no, that's not the way it works. We actually sleep for 2 hours.
Well, I feel like, again, you're just being slanderous. Against the hardworking people of Spain.
But that's my point. They get more done, despite that. My point is
despite
that,
being Spanish?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
Stop it. Working less than Americans. Same thing with British. Despite, in general, getting more time off, taking far longer vacations, holiday, as you guys call it, working less, having much more strict starts and ends to their work days in general, get more done with less time. And I am aware of study after study that has shown that this is true and that the American work ethic is generally skewed towards the idea that more hours equals more productivity, when in fact that's not the case. And I am finding that to be true of me that by having less time off, or I mean having less time available, I'm actually becoming more productive during the time that I have. And what's interesting is that I've got another friend who has, he also is a solo independent like me, and he has made the conscious choice, at least to try for a while, to not to do any client work whatsoever in the first half of the day. So between, you know, when he puts his big boy pants on and after lunch, he's, you know, until after lunch, he's not doing any client work. Instead, he's using that time to get other tasks done that are not directly client related, but that we all as solo independents have. There's all the work we do directly with our clients, and then there's kind of a lot of the piddly stuff, everything from invoicing and accounting to writing up client notes to working on strategy for acquiring new business, that sort of thing. Email follow-ups, that, you know, whatever. But what he's found, in fact, is that the work that he does do in the afternoons for his clients is much more focused and much better. And yeah, a lot of this is kind of subjective, and in my case, it certainly is subjective, but I sure feel a lot more productive than I have in the past, well before I had this schedule. And I wonder how many other people out there might benefit from actually doing less.
So I have an interesting thought on this.
Okay.
But shall I maybe address our second sponsor first?
Yeah, let's do that.
And then I can sort of come back on the other side and talk about, I want to talk about my day today.
Okay. Oh, great. Terrific.
And how I think that this, I'm actually thinking along the same lines as you, a tad.
Hmm.
So our second sponsor is Shutterstock.com. This is where you're going to find over 20 million stock photos, vectors, illustrations, and video clips. You can start searching at Shutterstock to find the perfect image for your website, ad, publication, or any other creative project. Shutterstock gives you a global image collection to help you find images from all across the world to suit any project that you're working on. You can choose between image packs, monthly subscription packages, or you can buy just individual images for a blog, mock-up, whatever you want. Basically, they help fit your needs. You never have to compromise with Shutterstock. And even more so, every time you go there, you're going to find new stuff, since they add over 10,000 new images and pieces of media every single day. And it's more affordable than you think. There's no extra charge for large files with Shutterstock. They're not a fly-by-night operation. You pay once, you can download your images in any size, any resolution. They don't nickel and dime you. They're not like that. They're good people. They're good people over there. You can, as you're searching around Shutterstock, you can easily curate and share your pictures via light boxes. So you just choose your favorite photos, videos, images, vectors, all of that cool stuff. You add them to light boxes and you can review them once you finish searching and poking around. You can also do this on their iPad app too. They have dedicated account reps they can get assigned to you who can answer any questions you have, but they also have 24-hour support during the week. 24 hours, all of the hours during the week, they will help you if you need it. So go sign up for a free browsing account at Shutterstock.com. No credit card needed. And when you find the images that you love and you decide to purchase, you want to use the code ENOUGH9, ENOUGH, and the number 9, and it's going to get you 25%, one whole quarter, some would say, of any package you will find at the wondrous Shutterstock.com.
Yay, terrific.
So thank you, Shutterstock.com.
Yeah, thank you for sure. So now I'm very curious to hear how your day went.
So this isn't the first time that I have traveled to the United States of America.
No.
I did it quite recently, actually. WWDC in July. Mm-hmm,
yeah,
July. One of those sort of time periods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this week, I have been under incredible pressure and stress because I do not feel like I was ready for this trip.
Hmm. Okay. You could have just not even bothered unpacking your bags and you would have been good to go.
Yeah, pretty much. Although I'm taking a lot more smart clothes to XOXO, like more shirts and shoes as opposed to t-shirts.
Yeah.
I was wearing
Smart is British expressionism for these Americans listening, for nicely dressed. You're kind of dress up clothes.
Debonair.
Because dandy.
There are hipsters there. I'm not doing it for the hipsters, but it's just a different... I'm going for a different
It's reason. A different vibe.
I'm basically dressing more like I usually dress, so more sort of shirts and jeans as opposed to t-shirts, because I was wearing...
As you might dress for work.
Yeah, I was wearing my nerd clothes, really. I was wearing all the nerd t-shirts that I bought for WWDC. That felt like the appropriate venue for those t-shirts. So...
Yeah, that's like the geek tuxedo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had to change my case. So basically, there were three big things that were weighing on me this week. So I had my real job. That is getting more
that
and more.
That sounds like a Lady Gaga song, actually.
I think they will do. It's just getting more and more involved. You know, it's not necessarily more busy, but I'm just getting more and more involved in things. And I have some projects that I had to do one of two things with: wrap up. Well, one of the three things: wrap up completely, be able to suspend until I return, or hand over to a colleague. Now, there are two reasons I don't like to hand projects over to colleagues. One is the burden on colleague. Because I would typically only hand over projects to friends because I can trust them.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I also don't like to burden those people because they are my friends and I know how busy they are too. But also, even though I trust my friends and colleagues, I know that they will not put the same amount of work and effort into my projects as they will their own.
Okay.
So that's sort of the three-pronged approach to that. So... So basically I had either to wrap it up, put it on hold, or hand over. So I knew I had that looming over me. Then I have this beautiful after-school job that I do every day. And that requires... So for me, I've recorded tomorrow's episode of Command Space. I recorded that yesterday. But I needed time to prep for the show because it was a great guest. I have Lauren Brichter, creator of Tweety on Command Space, which will be coming out tomorrow.
That's going to be great.
So I wanted to make sure that I was suitably prepared for that.
And
it always takes me a while to prepare for that show, so I do my research and come up with my questions.
Well, it's funny that you said creator of Tweety and you completely forgot about that highly addictive game.
Oh, we talk about Letterpress, but he's maybe more famous for Tweety. But there's some interesting stuff that I didn't know, maybe a lot of people didn't know exactly how involved he was in the creation of the original iPhone. So there's a tease for you.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go check that out.
Well, you should. You should be listening every week. Everyone should.
Yeah.
5x5.tv/commandspace. CMDSPACE. Go check it out.
It's a great show. It really is.
Thank you. It's my baby. So I had that, and I also have like show today. I have another show later on with Brad, and then just working out how I'm going to logistically deal with that, and then coming off of the holiday. So I needed to work out. Basically, I arrive next Tuesday back at home. I don't really want to record the shows because I will be like a zombie. So I've got to move all those around. Also, I tend to do most of my recording 2 days a week, but I have a lot of work that goes into this stuff that is away from the microphone. Whether that's just thinking about the shows or prepping for shows, collecting show notes, dealing with admin, dealing with my lovely colleagues based in Austin, Texas, over the myriad of things that we deal with, helping out other people in the team, that sort of stuff. And then also I had the preparing for holiday thing. I am an interesting traveler, especially when it comes to air travel.
Okay, why so?
There are a couple of things about air travel and the places that they take you that other forms of travel do not. So one is if I miss my plane, it's not like if I miss a train or if I miss a bus, can't just necessarily get on the next one, right? So that adds a level of complexity in for me. So like I'm at the airport 3 hours before my flight.
Because you don't want to take any chances.
Minimum. I'm hoping to try and get that closer to 4 hours before tomorrow. I am there when the gate opens, and I check in at the desk. Don't use online check-in. Check in at the desk, like to speak to the lovely man or woman, and have them go through the stuff with me. And then I like to have ample time to just go and do what I need to do, and you know, in the departure lounge.
All right.
But also that comes with that is I stress quite a lot about the packing, making sure that I've got everything. I've already checked 4 times today that my passport is where I left it. I've got a pile of stuff over there somewhere. That is the things that I'm going to put in my rucksack.
All right.
I have Clear on my iPhone, which has got my list. So all of this stuff. So even though I'm not like constantly packing throughout the week or constantly buying things that I need, it's an extra weight on my mind.
Okay.
So
all right.
All of this is to say a very short thing. So this week is extremely stressful for me. But that amount of stress and that time restriction today, I got more done at work today than I have in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I basically got every single project bar one completed. These mm-hmm. are big time projects that I've been working on for weeks. So basically I've got one of them is done. The other I've had to hand over to a colleague. And another two, I have got them to a stage where by the time I come back to work, they will be at the next point they need to be. So they are with other people doing the work that other people need to do on them. Not handed over, but like, you know, I've done my part and I've handed it over and now it'll be done by somebody else before it comes back to me. So I'll have other people working on that stuff because that's their job to do that, you know.
Yeah.
So like agencies, or I've had to send it to people to check over and that sort of stuff. And then when I come back, I can pick them up and carry them on again. And when I got my final piece of work through for me today, that I've been waiting on, I let out an audible cheer. I was like, yes, like that.
That is awesome.
And everyone looked at me and I was like, I'm done. And do you know what time this was? 3:30. At 3:30 today, I was done.
Oh, that is awesome.
But I still stayed there till 5, of course.
Yeah, well, but I wonder how, because here's my fear. My fear is that, yeah, things are great now because I'm not really used to the change, right? I'm not used to the rhythm. And that, I mean, it's still the case where, like, 4:05 rolls around, and I'm just kind of da 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 da. And I look at my watch. Oh my god! I gotta get out of here to go pick up Beatrix, and she's gonna be there, wondering where her daddy is, and da 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 da. Because I'm the one who drops her off and picks her up in general, because my schedule is is easier to flex than Bethany says, and she's way busier than I am. So yeah, I mean, I'm still not used to that rhythm. And I'm wondering how long this will last. And if I do get used to the rhythm and I find myself having the same productivity as I did before the change, you know, have it waning to that point.
Yep.
I'm wondering how one might go about creating the constraints that bring it back again. Like, would the solution then be to figure out a way to take an hour off of either side of my day on the other end? Would the solution be to make some sort of rule like my friend and, like, say, okay, I'm not going to do any work before noon, and that's going to definitely restrict my time between noon and 4. That's it. I've got 4 hours to get everything done, you know? And at what point do you get so used to the hack that it's no longer a hack? It's just the way things are. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, in the same way that things worked out really well for you, I think, because, you know, today was different than any other day because you knew that, hey, this was it. This is the last day. I've got to get everything done that needs to get done here, and I've got X amount of time, and let's go. And, you know, I wonder how one creates that sort of situation. I don't pretend to know. But what I do know is that I really do feel that you actually achieve greater productivity through doing through constraints, let's just say, that working less actually causes you to be more productive with the work that you do. Mm-hmm. So, and remind me sometime, you and I need to have a conversation about getting rid of some of that packing stress of yours, because you know that that's a subject I'm deeply well-versed in.
Yeah, I know.
And that, I mean, for me, you know, you want me to get in a plane in 2 hours from now? No problem. I have my setup such that I literally can just pour this bin into my backpack and leave, and have enough to sustain me for no matter how long it is. And as long as I just kind of keep that bin ready to go, I'm ready to go anytime with very little notice. And I achieve that through, you know, years of traveling on a very regular basis and being the sort of guy who didn't get there 3 hours early, being the sort of guy that knew that if my flight was on this time, at this day, I knew exactly how much time it would take me to get to the airport through security and to the gate when they began boarding, and could generally hit that within 10 to 15 minutes on either side.
Well,
so, in any case,
maybe I need to learn some of that stuff.
That's for another show. Maybe next show. We'll see.
Yeah, because I'm sure I'll have something to say about packing, even more so. Yeah,
when you get back, for sure.
When I get back. Okay, right. Mr. Roan, so we'll be back next week at probably a slightly later time than usual.
Yep, with your traveling and such.
But until then, you can catch up with us online. Patrick is everywhere in the world. Patrick Roan, so that's at Patrick Roan, PatrickRhone, or patrickroan.com. You can find me. I am iMike, at iMike, IMYKE. Thanks so much to our sponsors this week, Shutterstock and Squarespace. Thank you for listening. Make sure you go and check them out, and check us out too, if that's your bag.
Yeah, for sure.
And we'll be back next week.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, you didn't say it.
Wait, no, I didn't say it. We'll chat later.
Cheers.
Cheers.